AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Just after the Supreme Court delivered a pair of decisions concerning his taxes and finances, President Trump had this reaction.
This is a political witch hunt, the likes of which nobody's ever seen before. It's a pure witch hunt. It's a hoax.
AP Sagar Mirghani reports more on the decisions involving the release of the president's financial records.
In a dispute testing the separation of powers, the High Court is keeping a hold on records Congress has sought for more than a year, and which the president's trying to keep private. The justices gave him at least a short-term win by ruling 7-2 to send the case back to lower courts. That decision came after the court upheld a Manhattan prosecutor's demand for the president's tax returns and the criminal probe into hush money payments to two women.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The Supreme Court, including the president's appointees, have declared that he is not above the law.
Also from the court, a ruling that much of eastern Oklahoma remains an American Indian reservation.
It means prosecutors in an area that includes Tulsa, Oklahoma, don't have the authority to pursue criminal cases against American Indian defendants. Thousands of convictions are now in doubt. State and federal authorities say this could throw Oklahoma into chaos. A former member of a tribal Supreme Court says that statement is overblown. Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote, "With the passage of time, Oklahoma and its tribes have proven they can work successfully together as partners. This case involves an appeal by an American Indian who claims state courts had no authority to try him for a crime committed on reservation land." Ed Donahue, Washington.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley tells a congressional committee having Army bases named for rebel generals is the ultimate symbol of slavery.
I had a staff sergeant when I was a young officer who actually told me that at Fort Bragg. And he said he went to work every day on a base that represented a guy who enslaved his grandparents.
This is AP News. A day after the Ivy League shut down all of its fall sports, the Big Ten cancels all non-conference games in football, as well as some other sports. The league also warns it is prepared not to play at all to keep the athletes safe. The decision affects more than 40 games, including some marquee matchups like Notre Dame against Wisconsin. Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith says he is very concerned about the season. Other big conferences, SEC, ACC, Big 12, and Pac-12, have all indicated the intent to play fall sports. Search teams are looking for Glee star Naya Rivera on a lake in Southern California. She's been missing since taking a boat trip yesterday with her 4-year-old son. Ventura County Sheriff Sergeant Kevin Donahue.
We have to go with where the boat was found initially and then work our way outward from there. And when you're talking about underwater and visibility that's really limited, it's a slow-going search process.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.